What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Dan's from Darts, are you there, mate? Hello, come in, Dan's from Darts. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes!
I think you can hear
me. Yeah, I can hear you now. What's going on?
Classic start.
It's a big day for Darts because you got a brand new tune out called Hoons.
Yeah, it's been a big day. It's Hoons Day for us. So, yeah, doing the new single. It's been great and the reception's been fantastic.
Where did you record Hoons? Is it part of a forthcoming album or is it just a one-off single?
This is kind of our last standalone single, and then we've got some big plans that we're going to be announcing kind of early September moving forward. A couple of big projects coming up.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about Hoons and obviously Dominion Road Dumpling House. I feel like you guys are starting to like step up your game a bit as far as recording and production. These tunes are getting a bit more serious and a bit more professionally produced.
Yeah, so we that was one of the I think things we've always wanted to do is step up the game with the production on the songs. We've actually spent the last 2 weeks locked in the little studio with James Goldsmith, who recorded Dominion Road, working on a bunch of new songs as well. So yeah, I think after hearing Dominion Road back and everyone and all the good great feedback, which was pretty much just we've been waiting for Darts to sound like better quality wise. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, this is the one thing we need to invest all the money back into. So yeah, and then hearing the songs back, it's just like, oh yeah, this is how I've always wanted them to sound in the first place. So still keeping those like raw, punky roots, but you know, just make them a little bit more polished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's one of those funny things. You listen to these punk, you know, like you might get a punk band and go, actually, wait a minute. When you stop and think about it, it sounds fantastic. You know, people do, might sound like a dirty old punk band, but the reason it sticks out is because someone has spent some time actually putting this together and it sounds bloody good.
Yeah, and I think it also like garners repeat listens if it's just a touch better.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's always just making sure that what we put down on in the studio and stuff is what we can recreate live.
Because yes.
I think we have such an essential live show and sound that, you know, I want to make sure that we're not straying too far away from that.
Now, this evening's feature is a guest selection feature, thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery. You've put forward a... This is off the new Viagra Boys record, which I've actually not had a full listen to, but I am very familiar with the song. I've played it a couple of times on the drive show. Man, I love these guys. I love Viagra Boys.
Honestly, you got to do yourself a favor and listen to the whole album. I'd say it's called Cave World, and it's honestly so far album of the year for me. It's fantastic. Their best stuff so far.
Yeah. Do you follow them on social media?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, they're pretty classic. And, I mean, man, my fingers are crossed that we'll see them down at Laneway. Laneway, if you're listening, I reckon Viagra Boys at Laneway.
Surely, right?
Go down, surely. Man.
I've been
so
doing
hard.
Festival circuits, so surely it's our turn.
Yeah, hard out. Hey, shall we play it? And we'll come back and have a yarn after this.
Awesome.
But I fucking am, and I'm rocking a little gold chain that ain't real gold. I told you it's fucking fake. I spend my money elsewhere on different things that come in little plastic bags, and they disappear the same night. The same night. I ain't your average normal dude. It sure ain't glamour. Keep things loose, I ain't your average punk rock loser, yeah, I'm a savage. I'm really cool. I try to warn you, I'm loose. I
I tried to warn you that I'm bad and I'm loose. I'm looser than a piece of low-hanging fruit. And I don't go to parties where folks get dressed up. I go to the function just to fuck shit up. I want you, baby, that ain't juice in my cup. It's promethazine and a little 7-Up. I tried to warn you that I'm bad and I'm loose. I'm looser than a piece of low-hanging fruit. I ain't your average normal dude. It sure ain't glamorous, but I keep things loose. I ain't your average punk rock loser. Yeah, I'm a savage. I'm really cool. I'm loose. I said I'm loose, baby.
Viagra Boys is selected by Dan's from Darts, who are playing at the Tuning Fork on Friday the 5th of August, not this week but next, with Dead 5000, Cold Sweats and the Dawns. You excited to be back up these ways very soon?
Oh, I'm so excited. Auckland's just been one of the like best places to play in terms of audience, so I'm excited to be playing a bigger venue so we can kind of just get more people in and get the kids going as well.
Yeah, it's the Tuning Fork is like a really good room. It always sounds great down there, and it's always quite comfortable. It's like nice and long. It's easy to get to the bar if that's your thing, and check out the tunes. There's always like a pretty good line of sight in there. It's not, you know, like not too big that you feel like you're in a sort of cavernous, you know, soulless room.
But I think it's kind of perfect for Darts.
Yeah.
In that sense as well.
Mm-hmm. Who are you excited? Have you managed to see all the bands on the lineup?
I've seen Colts. We've played with Cold Sweats once, I think, maybe late last year when we came through. They were real cool, little high school band, really energetic. Mm-hmm. But the other two I haven't seen live yet, but I'm really excited to, because I've listened to a few of their tunes, and I'm just, that's how we kind of select opening acts for Darts, is we just find bands we want to see live, and you know, two birds, one stone. It.
Yeah, nice one. Well, I mean, what time does the night kick off if there's four bands?
I think it's a pretty early start. I think around 8-ish, because we've got a pretty hard noise. Got to stop at around 11-ish, so we're gonna keep running a pretty tight ship there.
Mm-hmm. Four bands.
But four bands.
It's a good deal as well. It's like around $20. Get ticks from Mosh Ticks. Yeah. If anyone is keen to head along and you're on a budget, I do have a double pass to give away to the show. So just flick us a text. Dan's is on the phone, so you have to text through to 5395 with your name and your B card. I do have a double pass to the show, which is Friday the 5th of August. What would you like to play next, mate? What is the next guest selection from... I've got Turnstile lined up.
Yeah, let's do some Turnstile. That's great.
What can you tell me about Turnstile?
I discovered them, I think... They kind of came onto my radar late last year with the release of Glow On, which this song is off of. And just watching all their... just deep dive to all their like videos of their live shows on YouTube and stuff, and they're just fantastic. It's like I mentioned earlier, they're a great example of a band that's, you know, translated well to the studio but still can translate that back to their live show. And the song's just like it's a great mix of hardcore kind of moving towards the future. I think it's real fantastic, and yeah, just been a huge fan ever since.
Here we go. Potentially also in consideration for Landway 2023, who knows?
Oh, I would love that as well. That'd be a dream line of Landway.
Hot sunny day in Albert Park.
Yeah.
Now, you've gone for the next tune that you've got lined up is a Stone Cold classic here on 95BFM. What have you chosen?
So I think, like I said, we went to the studio recently, and for other reasons that will come apparent next month, I've been looking to kind of like local music and especially the Fly Nun back catalogue. And I was watching a documentary about like the first 25 years or something on Fly Nun, and I never had ever heard of the 3Ds. And then they came up and I was like, this is exactly my kind of music. And I bought the album that this is on and just absolutely fell in love with this tune and the whole album and then the band. So yeah, I've just been the past month just been blasting them on repeat.
I'm
Okay, Dan's from Darts. This is your moment to plug your show at the Tuning Fork on Friday, the 5th of August. Give us the skinny, give us the lowdown, and why people should head along.
It's going to be great. It's like I said, four bands for just over $20. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fantastic night. A bit of everything for everyone. Got the bar there, like you said, easy access to your classic drinks. Have a good boogie. We've got a bunch of new songs. Like, we've got 25 or so unreleased songs that we've been itching to road test. And mm-hmm. So you're going to get a bunch of the classics. You're going to get some new ones that are probably going to be played since Auckland's the first show for the first time. So, you know, exclusive listening rights to mm-hmm. some brand new Darts tunes. And, of course, hearing this brand new tune, Hoons.
What can you let us know about Hoons, which I've got lined up now?
Hoons is a bit of a pop-punk skater song about how I'm terrible at skating.
Shall we hear it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Hey, Dan, cheers, dude. Thanks for chatting to us this evening and guest selecting some songs. One more time for you, if you're listening out there, you can catch Darts, Deb 5000, Cold Sweats, In the Dawns. It's an all-ages show. Down the Tuning Fork, Friday the 5th of August. Get your tickets from Mosh Tickets or shoot us a text through to 53395 and I can chuck you on the door with a double pass. Cheers, dude.
Cheers, man.
Happy release day for this soon. Hoons for this song. Okay. Cheers, dude.
Cheers, mate. See ya.
Can't do ticks yet, but I'm a pro at home on the tech decks. I'm still making all these plans, and I'm still holding back my friends. Cause I wanna waste all afternoon smashing hoons, smashing hoons. I wanna waste all afternoon smashing hoons, smashing hoons.
Smashing hoons, smashing hoons. I wanna waste all afternoon. Smashing hoons, smashing hoons. I wanna waste all afternoon. Smashing hoons, smashing hoons.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.